Welcome to Community Voices. My name is Lizzie Roars, and today I am joined in the studio by a couple of the cast members from the Hoagland's production of Big River. Guys, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Lizzie.
Thank you.
I am Alyssa Schultz, and I play Mary Jane Wilkes.
And I'm Thomas Finney, and I play Tom Sawyer.
Now, the show Big River is based off the book The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So, can you tell us, for those who maybe aren't familiar with the story, what's just sort of a quick synopsis, of course no spoilers, of the story of Huckleberry Finn?
Certainly, yeah. It takes place in northern Missouri, and it kind of follows the storyline of a young boy and his friends. He's got a gang of friends led by Tom Sawyer, and they create a lot of mischief in their small town. And he eventually runs away under what he sees as an oppressive regime by these two widows. He runs away from them with his friend Jim, an escaped slave, and they have a lot of adventures down the Mississippi River. And that's pretty much it. It's just a lot of misadventures.
It's Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn mm-hmm. story.
Yeah, it's a lot of bluegrass and country whimsy.
Yeah. Now, the character of Tom Sawyer is one that most people are pretty familiar with.
Yes.
Is there anything that you've really found from playing Tom Sawyer that might sort of differ from what the general picture of him is?
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised because I read both The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn in high school. And it's been a while since I revisited them. But I didn't realize just how much of a stock character he is. Like, he is such a cardboard character. He has this personality that is rambunctious and wild and very much out for the adventure of it all, and that is his primary interest. He is selfish.
It doesn't go any deeper than that.
it is so not deep. He is selfish, and he looks out for himself and Huckleberry, but he lets a lot of things go wrong for a lot of people just out of his own.
I'd say maybe at the end of the day, there's
at the
a
end of the day, he
could
loves,
find out that maybe he's not so selfish.
Right. At the end of the day, he loves people, and he's kind of got a lot of things in control, but he's willing to let things go wrong just for the sake of the story.
For the adventure of
right,
it.
Right. Just for the adventure of it, as he says at one point.
Now, Mary Jane Wilkes, can you tell us about your character?
Yes, Mary Jane Wilkes is a character that, in our story, Huck doesn't meet until about halfway through the story. And since it's an episodic musical, so a lot of the characters come and go. You see them one time, and then Huck moves on. And that's something that happens with Mary Jane, is the young girl that Huck meets. Mm-hmm. And they decide maybe they would have liked to have started a friendship, or maybe they might have enjoyed something more if only he didn't have other adventures to get to.
The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, the book itself deals with some fairly adult topics. It talks about alcoholism and domestic abuse and racism and slavery and all that. So how does a musical that's, you know, trying to keep things fairly lighthearted deal with issues like that?
There have even been discussions with members of the community about how we might handle some of the wording of the script.
Sure.
Is some of the words that they would have wanted us to say are definitely taboo words now, and we had to decide, are we going to go ahead and use them for the sake of sort of informing the audience that this is their reality of how it was, or do we just not shake everybody up so badly in what could be a family-friendly musical? So we actually decided to go more that route for the more taboo wording, but the themes are still there, and there are some very powerful moments where the audience will still be somewhat shaken anyway to realize how things used to be for some people.
So am I correct in assuming there's probably racial slurs, like in the book, but in the musical as well?
Yes, they are a little toned down more than they're written in the script. We don't say them exactly how they're written in the script sometimes, but the theme, the performance does still show that those were intended to be there.
Were you both, you said you had read the books in high school. Did you come in fairly familiar with the stories of Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer?
I was when I was growing up, but it's been a long time since I've visited them again. So it was nice to get this exposure again to the story, because it's a beautiful story. Like Alyssa said, there was a lot of ignorance of how people operate and how humans are kind of the same all across the board. And there are a lot of tender moments throughout the show that show Huck's eyes opening up.
For example, one of my favorite parts, which still actually, it makes me cringe, but I like that, what it shows, and it's a line that Huck says where he makes this realization that Jim's thought process, and Jim is the runaway slave, his thought process and his emotions are very similar to that of a white person. And it's a cringeworthy line, but it also, it's so powerful to see that young character realize that we're all the same.
Right. And all his misconceptions, he's also wrestling with what is holiness and righteousness in a religious context, because he's told that you got to go to heaven, and in order to go to heaven, you have to protect a lot of the racial stigmas at that time. And he says, fine, I will go to hell if only to rescue my slave friend. And so he's wrestling with this tension, but he's coming to a firmer understanding of what it is to love the people around him.